Harps captain Tony McNamee, looking forward, well, before we look forward to the game against UCD on Friday night, I suppose, what, 2-1s in the last three games? How would you sum up the form over the last couple of weeks for the side?
We had a great start to the season. We had a bit of a blip then, but we've improved now in the last couple of games. I suppose we had three games in the space of a week, and to get 6 points out of it was a big achievement, I suppose. But again, looking back in the games, the Longford game, we didn't actually start that well, even though we were 2-0 up. They brought it back to 2-2, but we improved then as the second half went on, and I suppose we were lucky in a way that we got the winner, but again, 6 points from three games, you're going to take it all day long within a week.
Yeah, and of course, that's when the squad comes into play, because when you play so many games in quick succession, it's sore in the body, sort of.
Yeah, well, the fact that we're part-time as well, a lot of boys are, like, we played Friday, there was boys in work then, probably Saturday, Sunday, play again Monday, and boys back at work then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're getting training in between times as well, so the bodies aren't getting as much time to recover as if you were a full-time club. But again, there's plenty of players there that might have been on the bench for the game on the Friday night that got their chance on the Saturday or the Monday even, and it's about taking your chance when you get it, and it's a squad game. You're never going to go through a season only using 14-15 players. Them days are gone. You need a squad there for that there, and you have to, I suppose, in a way, the better the players that are training, it pushes the players that are starting as well, so there's competition for places as well.
Yeah, I suppose in the first 9 games of the season, the first series of matches, all the teams started to size each other up, and the opposition then figured out the way sort of Harps are playing this year, and you've lost a number of games on the bounce, you couldn't pick up those wins, but over a series of weeks then you started to find a bit of form today, which shows that there's a bit of character in these boys and a bit of grit in them.
Yeah, well, again, whether it be teams underestimating you at the start of the year, we finished second last year, and we improved the squad this year. There's a lot of players that stayed from last year's squad, and we added a few with a bit of extra experience and extra quality too. We had a very good pre-season. Performances were great, everything was great, and we brought it into the start of the season. But again, like, we were 2-0 down at Longford in the first game of the season. We brought it back. We ended up winning 3-2. So that, again, shows there's a lot of character in the team. But if we hadn't won that game, who knows what way the results would have went. That there probably gave us a lot of confidence in how we can actually play in them games. And we went through a great run then. I think Cove was the only team to beat us, other than the first quarter of the season. And then, again, disappointment then. We had Athlone and Cork, Cove, again, defeats then in succession after that then. But again, from looking at the squad, there's a lot of experience there. I know that a lot of the younger boys got a lot of experience from last year, and it probably shows now that we're capable of actually competing against every other team.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your role this year?
Yeah, look, it's one of them ones where I come back in the middle of last year, again, finished out the season and prepared properly again for the season coming ahead. When Murph called me in for a meeting then about being captain this year, it was something that I was surprised at in a way. But again, it's one of them ones where there's a lot of experienced players. It doesn't take one player to, not say control the dressing room, but everyone has to have their own input into things. So in a way, there's plenty of experience with David Colley, Ryan Rennie, Connor Turish, Noah, Tim. You could go through even more. But it's one of them ones where everyone has come together as a collective and decided what we want to try and achieve this year. And at the end of the season, then we'll look back at it then, and whether it's a successful year or whatever it is, we have to try our best for it anyway.
Yeah. Well, the next assignment now on Friday night is in Dublin at the Belfield. It's been a while, I think, since Harps actually won in Dublin against UCD, but what sort of challenge are you expecting now on Friday evening?
Every UCD team that I've ever played against, they've always been young, energetic. They've always tried to play, as people might say, football the right way. But again, it's all about getting 3 points, no matter how good or bad you play. I know William from his time under Ollie, he'll probably look at us more than any of the other teams would. He knows a lot of the players. He probably knows a lot more players inside out than some people would. But it's one of them ones where we have to go there and try and win the game. I suppose by hook or by crook, as if we come out with 3 points at the end of the day, that's all that matters to us, and we have to show them the respect that they deserve. They're second in the league. They're going well. I don't think they've lost one in maybe 10 or 11 games, so they are actually going well. We played very well against them in Finn Park. They went down to 10 men, and for 10 or 15 minutes, we kind of lost the run of ourselves, but they got a lot of control in the game too. And it's just one of them ones where everyone can beat everyone in the league, and we just have to go to UCD tomorrow night and try and get 3 points.
Yeah, and putting back-to-back ones and successive weekends would be a good position to be in going into your next home match.
Yeah, well, look, it's one of them ones where we have to look UCD tomorrow night. After that, then Kerry away will take care of itself then again. But we have to look towards the UCD strengths and weaknesses and try and pinpoint where we can, I suppose, put them under a bit more pressure. And again, whether it's 1-0, whether it's 5-4, as long as we come away with 3 points at the end of the day, we'll be happy out.
Okay, listen, the very best of luck on the next series of matches, in particular on Friday night against UCD. Thanks, Tony.
Perfect, thanks, Oisin.